going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here Monday afternoon. Final hour for us, brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. We will get back into the big story of the day in just a couple of minutes, which is that the 2025 NFL draft has concluded. The Falcons made 5 selections. We'll talk about the 5 guys they picked in just a couple of minutes. Back into some Braves conversation coming out of another series win over the weekend. Certainly some good news. Saturday was just a crazy game.
Yeah.
Not going to win a lot of games where you give up 4 home runs to one guy. But they did, and they kept fighting, and it was a lot of fun to watch. Didn't win on Sunday. I thought Schwellenbach was okay. Kind of got rocked around a little bit, but I think he kind of figured it out and at least gave you some innings. Anyway, they win the series. We'll talk a bit about that. They made an acquisition, a familiar face back with the Braves, and then we'll get to an AMA at 140 as well.
All right. So the new thing I saw this weekend also was the 100 men versus the one gorilla thing. As far as can 100 men beat up a damn gorilla, one of the big silverbacks.
What are people just, that people got bored?
I guess so. I'm not going to be a part of the 100 because I want to know.
Like, I don't want to be one of
them. How many people are he going to kill?
Right, because maybe the 100 men would win.
Maybe, because he might be tired.
But some of them aren't going to.
Somebody going to feel that funk, and he's going to kill some
people. I'm not on the front line.
Yeah, I'm not. One. Yeah, that's why I was saying, like, if I were in the 100, where would I be at? Let me be somewhere in the 80s.
You know, like, let me finish him off.
Yeah, like, because I'm not going up there first. I'm not going to take one for the team. Okay, guys, I'll get him tired for us. Because that damn thing will rip your damn body apart.
And beat you with it.
Yes. Yes, so I'm good on that.
I don't know. It's an interesting question, though. It depends on who the 100 men are.
That's what I'm saying.
Like 100 me's, gorilla's winning.
No.
Gorilla's beating 100 me's.
Yeah, like 100 Big Georges?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, he gets some size. I don't know.
He might take out 25 before he.
But I'm saying, but I think eventually, if you had some, you get 100 NFL draft picks, maybe. Maybe. But you got, like 100 little fellas? You're not doing that. The gorilla's just going to one by one.
Oh, that was his wife.
Oh, it was his wife? Yeah. Oh, his wife. Wow. Not even girlfriend.
Wife. Well, he's old enough to have a wife.
That's why I got confused.
Yeah, he's old enough to have a wife. What you trying to say?
She's a little more mature. It's fine. There's nothing wrong with that.
Okay. No problem. Yeah. No problem.
Not everybody can rob the cradle like us,
Yeah, what I mean? But the robbing the cradle thing, like, I saw the clip with Bill Belichick. Why are they so concerned with Bill and his girl? Bill got a hottie.
I don't know.
She got a hottie that likes him.
I don't know why we
leave that man alone.
Cares. I don't know.
Leave that man. Let him. What is it? Sow his row of oats.
Yeah, sow your oats. No, oh, his mom's there too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Her, sure. But then there was okay. All right.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with a tube top.
Thank you for letting us know that, AB.
I'm a fan of tube tops.
Are you really?
Yeah. On my wife.
Yeah, I would think so.
Yeah.
All right.
She has a few.
Yeah. Yeah. Obviously, you just said that. Fan of tube top. I am myself. Am also a fan of the tube top on my wife.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
all I meant.
Leave Bill alone.
I just wanted people to know that.
Hey,
that was unrelated to Tyler Shuck's wife.
Yeah, sure.
I was just putting that out there, letting people know.
Yeah, but leave Bill alone, man. Let Bill be in love and be trendy and all those other different things.
Yeah, I don't even care if Bill's in love. Bill's an old man, and he's with a young, attractive lady.
What's
like,
wrong with that?
It's gross, but it's none of my business.
What is gross about that? What's gross?
The Bill part. The Bill Belichick part is gross.
What's gross with Bill Belichick just having some tenderoni?
Bill's built like a bowl of oatmeal.
Hey,
like,
maybe she likes it. Gross. She's a Quaker Oats girl.
She must. She must.
She's a Quaker Oats guy.
Apparently, the thing coming out of it, because again, I hate that I even know this, and now that I'm talking about it, even worse, but that she wouldn't answer the question about how they met.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
How did
I don't.
He was probably in the gluten-free aisle. She was over there.
It was the airplane, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That's what's weird about this whole situation. We knew that they met on the airplane. He was helping her with her homework or something.
What?
Oh, I didn't know.
Yeah.
He was helping her with
her
homework.
That came out when they started dating like over a year ago.
He was helping her with math?
He was helping her with math?
Yeah, on like a napkin or something. Like, there was a whole story about it. It might have been a back page story. I don't know.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
That's what there is, unless there's something funny going on here about how they really met.
I assume there's something funny going on. I assume she's doing it for attention.
Why?
He's not doing it because he's built like that.
Man, Bill, man.
And he talks like that.
Bill is a...
It doesn't seem like he'd be super fun to be around as a 24-year-old.
Bill's a Mac from way back.
Unless maybe they didn't want that CBS.
Like, I better stop messing with Bill.
Maybe they didn't want that CBS Sunday morning thing to go that direction. They were trying to talk about his book.
Yeah.
Right? Oh,
they kept going personal, and she was like...
on the tracks.
She kind of like was like... She got some authority about her.
Uh-huh.
She walk around...
Yeah, she shut it down.
She shut... She like...
Oh, good.
Hey... Hey, you think she calls him Billy when they by themselves?
Probably. Among other weirder things. Do you think she calls him Daddy?
Hey, Billy.
Probably.
Probably.
Granddaddy?
Nah.
Pappy?
That's too much of a kink. No. She's not the Pappy. Paw-paw.
Paw-puppy-paw. Do like a peepaw role play? See, that's the weird part.
She gotta be a paw-paw.
Maybe that's the kink, is like, help me with my homework.
Yeah, man. I'll leave Bill alone,
professor.
Man.
He's like the professor, you know, the dirty one.
I can't get mad at Bill because Bill's still out there strutting.
I wouldn't be mad. Like, the main baseline should be who cares. Yeah. Or cool, good for him, I guess.
I'd say cool, good for him.
Yeah, sure. Like, those are kind of the two. Like, if you're mad about it, figure out... Go talk about 100 men fighting gorillas. That's better use of your time than being mad about Bill Belichick. All right, let's get to the big story of the day. Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain.
Nowadays, you look for players that are versatile because if not, if you don't have that versatility lead, you can get exposed as a player. So we work hard to find the guys that can do the different things. Because it helps your defense to be more versatile.
Got to be versatile. Got to be able to. He's talking about the guys in the secondary, Xavier Watts and Billy Bowman. Got to be able to cover and hit.
Yep.
Got to be able to tackle and cover.
Yep.
You got to be able to do the more you can do, right? Especially at that position. Now, as far as Jalen Walker goes, because they talk a lot about his versatility, we're not, I guess, going to see that much of that,
no,
which is fine.
Yeah.
Let him get to the I don't need him to be that versatile. You know, he's got to defend the run too, mm-hmm. but get to the quarterback, set the edge. Those are the things that you need.
Yeah, I mean, let him do what he does and let him learn the other stuff, but while he's continuously improving on what he does best.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that when you got both of those young men out there, you know, it's seek and destroy. But you got to be able to do it in a controlled, in the defensive scheme. Like, that's the one thing when you get a little too goofy and happy and everything, and your ass, you know, you're rushing, but you still got the outside container. Your ass jumps inside, and then the ball bounces. The quarterback gets outside the pocket and things like that. But yeah, I'm excited to see it because we've seen these guys play in college, and we've seen them play well in college.
They're good,
and I think they've been really good players in this program.
Yeah,
and
Georgia's
in their programs, and you know, also when you look at Xavier Watts. Hell of a football player, Bunk. He's grimy.
Same thing.
He gets
really
dirty.
Good player, really,
really
good program.
Really good player, really good program, well coached, leadership qualities, all those different things. Knows for the football, along with, you know, Billy Bowman.
They made the national championship game this year, right? I mean, this man played in the national championship.
Yeah.
So You know, look, you can find good players from all over the place. One of the criticisms amongst the Falcons fan base over the last handful of years has been like, you know, not only just Georgia guys, we're surrounded by the whole SEC. We don't have to take guys from random state universities.
Yeah.
Like SEC, SEC, independent, but we're in the national championship game. SEC, Big Ten.
Yeah, but
they're all big program guys.
I know. And I know who everybody takes a shot at as a little guy, little program guy here. But when he's healthy, he's not trying to say he's getting hurt because he went to Montana State.
No. And the reason that you're frustrated with Troy Andersen is not because he went to Montana State. The reason you're frustrated with him is because he can't stay healthy and stay on the field.
Yeah, man, because when he does, he's a good player. He's a good player. But they came into this draft cycle, combine, private workouts, draft, all this with one focus. And they told us early, and yet we thought it was like a smokescreen or something like that. I don't care what nobody says.
I didn't.
I don't care what nobody says. When it got to 15, I know I was hoping who it was going to be.
Yeah.
But I thought they were going to go a different direction.
Oh, I did too. Yeah. I thought they were going to
I thought they were going to go a different direction.
I thought they were going to pass on Jalen Walker and infuriate the state.
They stayed in there not knowing that Jalen Walker was going to be able to drop to them, knowing that, and they told us as much, they were going to take Pierce Jr. with number 15.
Yeah. If Jalen wouldn't have been there, which they didn't expect him to be, they were going to take James Pierce.
Yep.
So Jalen was there, and they made the right adjustment. That's why when we talked about it all week last week, and Terry Fontenot even said pre-draft, like, yeah, the board's set, but who knows?
Right.
Because we don't know what's going to happen before us.
They did not know that.
But most folks didn't have Tet McMillan going number 8 to Carolina, which then allows somebody who you had going there to be down when you pick, which is one of the reasons why Jalen Walker was there for you at 15. So, you know, good for them for being flexible and being like, nah, this dude's amazing. We didn't think he'd be here, but let's take him. Hey, by the way, James Pierce is still there.
Hey, man, call Sean McVay and let's meet.
See if we can make some phone calls and maybe move back into this first round because we would have taken him at 15. Now we're into the 20s and he's still available. What's it going to cost? All right, let's do it. And then you get both those guys. So, yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I didn't think that they were trying to trick anybody with their pre-draft process. They needed defense, and they went after
it. They needed defense.
And I think you dig deeper than that, too, is, like, they needed pass rushers, and they need guys that can create turnovers. Mm-hmm. Because I know we spend a lot of time talking about how ineffective they've been at sacking the quarterback forever. They also haven't been very good at creating turnovers for the last decade either. Like, they're not taking the ball away a ton on this defense. And obviously, sacks lead to turnovers a lot, or pressuring the quarterback lead to turnovers a lot too. But Xavier Watts and Billy Bowman are both guys that get the ball in the secondary.
Yes.
So that's another emphasis too. It's like sacks in the first round, day 2 and 3, you got guys that can take the ball away, which is huge.
The most important thing is, you know, we talked about it, is Michael Penix. Like, if no matter what they just did on defense, if he don't, you know, then ain't none of this going to work. But I think that they identified talent, they identified needs, and they got lucky, man. They got lucky to just sit there at 15 and get Jalen, one of the best defensive players in the draft. And I also think James Pierce Jr. is one of the best, is pure edge rushers in the draft also. So I think the Falcons, I like the draft. I think that, you know, when people talk about gave up too much and everything, what's too much in their opinion? If that's your guy, you need, and you know that this guy is going to be an impact player from here on into a win.
Yeah, I mean, ultimately they gave up a second round draft pick and next year's first rounder to get him, right? But it was a first round draft pick that they made. Who knows? If they win a bunch of games next year, the pick that they have next year might be 26.
Right.
You know?
Yes.
So that might be about what their pick was going to be. He obviously wouldn't have been there because he was going to get drafted by somebody at some point. But they think that he's probably better than just like they did last year with Penix. They took him last year because they didn't think they were going to be a quarterback as good as him available to them in the future.
They were right.
Thank God they did it.
Yes.
Yeah, because there's nobody in the if Penix came out this year, he would have been the number one pick.
Yes.
He would have been higher than all the other quarterbacks that got taken. So yeah, they were able to accomplish that. But look, if James Pierce Jr. turns into a Pro Bowler, there's no such thing as give up too much.
Yes, I agree with that. I mean, if he comes out and gets 9 sacks this year.
Yeah.
It's good.
Then home run.
Yes.
And if over the totality of his contract over the next 5 years, if he's getting you right around there or more than that every year, then you did a good thing. So, look, I don't know. I liked it. You can nitpick it if you want. They got two really good edge rushers. They got two good guys in the secondary, and then they took a guy named Jack, who's an offensive lineman in the 7th round. You're not going to hear any complaints from me, all right? I know D-Led gave him a C-. Whatever. Who cares? You don't have to worry about that. You can if you want, just like Bill Belichick. If you want to, you can worry about that. Or you cannot do that. I'm going to not. All right, we'll come back. We'll talk some Braves. We'll get a little NBA in there as well, as the playoffs have been fantastic so far. Don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skene strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Radio 92.9 The Game, Midday Show with Andy and Randy with you here. This hour, the final hour of the show, brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com, 20 minutes away from the AMA. So much going on. So much going on this weekend with the draft and the NBA playoffs and the Braves obviously winning 2 out of 3 against the Diamondbacks, who are a pretty good team. Those pesky Diamondbacks,
they
just wouldn't go away, even on Saturday when the Braves scored all those runs. They hit 4 home runs and kept it interesting. But the Braves lose yesterday, win the series, back at it tonight. We'll get into some of that in just a couple of minutes. But 20 minutes from now, load the phone lines up. Ask us anything you want. We'll do our best to answer it.
How many did Ohio State finish weekly draft?
I think 12.
12, okay.
I think it was 12.
Okay. Georgia. What? Did Georgia have the most players?
This year?
Yeah.
I don't think this year.
Oh, okay. But Ohio State had more? Okay.
Yeah, Ohio State had the most this year.
Okay.
But the thing that I saw that then there's still a chance they could get it is the roster that went on to have the most draft picks.
Yes.
2017 Alabama still has the record.
Right.
But Georgia's 2021 team is now 3 behind with 4 guys left in college.
Oh, okay.
And one of them's Carson Beck, so he'll get drafted. But then I don't remember the names of the other guys, but they're all still playing and they're all at pretty big programs.
Okay.
So if they all get drafted next year, then 2021 Georgia will set the record for most players drafted off one college football team.
Sweet.
And it's like 40 something.
Damn.
It's crazy.
Damn.
Remember that Miami team back in the day, everybody always talked about, it was like they had 38 guys drafted. Alabama broke that record, and the Georgia team has more than that now too.
Dude,
crazy.
How many first rounders is
that's
on that
the team? That's the thing. How many Hall of Famers? That's the thing. There's like 3 or 4 Hall of Famers on that team. Now the Georgia 2021 team is going to have
they got some good dudes.
And Brock Bowers is going to be
Brock
in the Hall
Bauer,
of Fame.
Yeah, no doubt about that, man.
And maybe there's some other guys. I don't know what their careers turned into, but I mean, Jalen Carter. Who knows? But that's the trump card that Miami team has.
Yeah, bro.
All those guys are done playing.
Yeah.
All the Alabama and Georgia guys are in the middle of their careers.
Yeah, but okay, somebody keep asking. I don't know how many. What is the strategy for 100 men fighting a gorilla? I don't know. You got to rush him or something, like distract him. Somebody jump on his back. Again,
you'd have to.
I want to be in the 80s.
You'd have to overwhelm him. The only thing you could do. You'd have to throw as many bodies at him as possible. One by one, he's just gonna break necks.
Yeah. I had a lengthy discussion with Oren and Hugh Douglas about this last night.
All right, good.
How do you think you impact? Like, I get the rushing of it, and there's 20 people on the gorilla, but like. He doesn't feel your punch.
Right. Like, what are you
like
doing?
Like, you can hit him in the chest.
You'd have to try to suffocate him, right?
Is this
you can't get your arms around his neck.
No. Dude. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Cover his mouth and nose.
He's going to bite your finger off.
That's true.
Well, the whole hand. The whole arm.
Yeah. The answer is you don't. You just go run the opposite direction.
Mm. There we go. I'm cool.
Like, definitely
amount of money.
I wouldn't do it, even with 99 whatevers. Like, you pick who's the baddest dude in the world and clone him 99 times and me.
Nope.
I'm not doing it. I don't want any part of it.
There's definitely a number where you have a chance. I don't think it starts at 100.
But what's the – why? Like, if it's not 100, what would
you do? I think eventually
– he just gets tired?
Yeah. Yeah. Exhaustion of beating in multiple
but
skulls.
Maybe here's the thing. Can we all wait until he's asleep?
And then do what?
And everything is and
I don't know, poison him?
This is hand to hand.
This is hand to hand, right? So no shank.
Right, no
so
shanks,
that's what
no
I
poison.
Like, if you had sticks or bats, maybe 100 people had an opportunity. But like,
beat the hell out of them.
He would take out every human being with one swipe.
I also
think to yourself, if you could just swipe or punch 100 times, which you can, he would not get tired.
Yeah. We might not even have to swipe.
Humans.
He'd just grab you and just kind of do like a squeeze kind of twist.
Well, if he's being gangbuster tackled, though.
Yeah. If you're in a certain like environment and he can swing, he could probably take out two at a time with his feet.
But also, yeah, feet too. But also just one skull crush.
Yes.
He's just going to crush skulls.
He can crush your skull with his
hand power.
Yes.
He's just going to be able to do that. Now, speaking of that and terrifying ideas that we shouldn't do because movies tried to warn us about this.
Oh boy.
I did see that they were, I think it was cloning a gorilla brain and also splicing DNA to basically like give it the functionality of a human brain.
Why?
I don't know. The Planet of the Apes made it pretty clear that we don't need to equip apes with that sort of mental capacity.
Yes, because
we don't need to be doing that.
They can take over.
They would.
We took it back 7 movies later.
Took a while though. Same thing with all these computer movies. Like how many movies do we have to see before like that tell us what a bad idea it is to give them all of this?
Now that's something we should be terrified of.
I am terrified of it. I think we'll probably
Chat GPT is all fun and sexy. Nope. Yeah.
That's why I kind of tell everybody about these damn mechanical referees and umpires. Like, you don't want something to have an attitude like that.
That's
to think
point.
That they all that they oh I control baseball games.
It's a good point. That's where it starts.
You know, that's where it starts, dog.
Robot ump.
Just a little bit of confidence.
Yeah.
You give them that. You give them a little bit of confidence.
Alex Verdugo gives the side eye to the robot ump. Next thing you know,
Alex Verdugo is
robot right. Apocalypse.
I mean, or he pokes his eye out or something with them damn robot fingers.
Or just hits him with like a laser beam.
Yeah,
and just
or something like that, man.
Just blinds him.
Don't give nothing no power. They don't need it. I'm just telling you, man.
I agree.
Just telling you.
I agree. Let's not splice the brains of apes. Let's not empower the computers to have too much power of thought and all that kind of stuff. It's not good. It's not good. We're going to
poke him in the damn eye.
We've seen it. They found a dinosaur embryo
exactly.
in like the
and
most pristine
and of course they're
going to
extract the
Park.
DNA of
they
course
want Jurassic
they are.
Park part whatever they are. Part they're going
you
on
get
right
in
now.
There and try to clone
again
it. Yep
there you go
we'll never learn
dumbass.
They're trying to warn
they
us.
Eat you first
yeah me too yeah. But they won't
yeah.
They'll come get us first.
Oh no, it's always the doctors that work on it first. They go first.
Yeah, the person whose idea was, they'll be on Mars by then. All right, Braves won 3 series in a row.
Love it.
The Braves are now just 3 games under 500. And they're entering into a 3-game series against the worst team in baseball.
The daggone Colorado Rockies.
There's a chance that the Rockies set the all-time record for losses this year. I know the White Sox set it last year. There's a chance that the Colorado Rockies are the worst.
What did the White Sox get for that?
Number one pick, I think.
Who's that guy?
I don't know.
Like, is he a pitcher?
The problem with the White Sox doing it is I don't know that it's really a strategy.
No.
Like, their owner just doesn't
care.
And
I did see
bad.
The White Sox single-A squad, and they had dudes that were hitting tanks.
Okay, so Abe does report back.
They're
that the
long ways away.
The White Sox single-A squad's coming. But they're a ways away. They're a ways away. And now the Rockies got Charlie Condon last year. He was the Georgia kid that hit all those bombs and was a really good player in college. I assume they're doing it for that reason. I'm giving them the benefit of the doubt because they've actually had, like, mild success.
Right.
I think the White Sox are just bad and just perpetually going to be. Anyway, the point is the Braves have three games against them. They suck.
Come on, man.
Beat them all three, and then you're back to 500 before you come home to take on the Dodgers.
Yeah, man, because, I mean, that Dodgers series is coming. We have seen that they are beatable. But the biggest – I mean, we talk about this for all the teams here in this town. Beat the teams you're supposed to be. You're better than them. Don't go into one of these slumps and funks and all this other stuff out there in damn Colorado. Go out there and handle their business, all right?
Plus, it's a fun place to hit.
It's a hitter's park. We understand that. But go get right. I need specific players to go get right. Mainly, Ozzie Albies. Yeah. Need you to get right, Ozzie.
Yeah.
I mean, yesterday, bases loaded. I need Ozzie to get right. I don't know what it is.
He looks lost. And it kind of – he looks like he's trying to force it a little bit because he's swinging at the first pitch repeatedly.
And it's something like all pop-ups.
Yeah.
And you know, Michael Harris, it seems like he's figuring it out a little bit too. And maybe it could be a lot what we talked about last week as far as moving him down in order and everything. I know he did lead off Saturday, though, right? Was it Saturday or Sunday or Friday?
Well, he led off Thursday,
too. Was it Thursday?
So they've kind of still been doing – they've still been working him in the leadoff spot a little bit. But
right.
Yeah, kind of putting him back in that sixth spot for a couple of days seemed like maybe even him out. The other thing with Michael Harris and Ozzie, too, like, it's just a matter of time.
Yeah.
Like, they're going to get there. But, yeah, I'm with you. Like, Ozzie – matter of time needs to come because it's frustrating.
Yes.
Ozzie's also still right smack dab in the middle of the lineup where guys are getting on, and he's coming up with the chance to drive in runs, and he's not doing it. So hopefully he gets it going in Colorado. Nice to see Chris Sale have his best start of the season on Friday.
Yes.
He was only able to go five innings because he still is getting that pitch count up a little bit. But nice to see him have that kind of start. Saturday, the offense was cooking, and you saw Ozuna, Murphy, and Eli White all homer.
Oh, Eli.
Eli White's playing some good ball.
Oh, Eli.
Maybe too good if you're Jared Kelnick, because he got Jared Kelnick sent down to the minors today.
Jared Kelnick is going, hanging out in Gwinnett. Ian Anderson is back. Just found out that, you know, a couple other guys. Eddie Rosario's back.
Yeah, Eddie's back.
Eddie's back. Ian's back.
Ian Anderson's back. Jesse Chavez got sent down, but he'll be back eventually at some point.
Who are we missing?
Alex Anthopoulos, if he likes you, he likes you.
Yeah, man, that Rolodex ain't deep.
No, I guess not.
Hell, I ain't got to call the team. I know this guy. Hey, Eddie. He calls Eddie. I'm going to call him. Hey, Eddie, you in town?
Yeah, we know he's he's ready. Eddie's just in his uniform every day. He just gets up and tucks his jersey in just hoping they'll call.
Where's the batting cage at? Because that's where Eddie's working out. Oh, yeah, they'll call soon.
Yeah, he's ready.
They'll call soon. But, yeah.
But, Eddie Rosario is a Brave once more.
Unbelievable.
He's the Brave once more. As is Ian Anderson.
I'm trying to think of somebody.
They traded Ian Anderson in spring.
Yes.
He goes to the Angels, isn't good.
One of the most
gets cut,
honest
and now he's back.
That Schnitt ever said about a prospect when they had to get rid of him. And he brought him back. So did he get better? He went and got somebody that wash on him?
I don't know. Again, can we just get Wash?
Yeah.
Just bring Wash back here.
Yeah, he got somebody that wash on him.
The Angels are getting rid of everybody except for him.
That has to happen soon, right? I mean, I think Schnitt and Wash are in cahoots, maybe.
Oh, like,
hey, I'm going to trade you some guys. You trade them back to me.
Yeah, and then
you work with them. Go send Ozzie. Go send Ozzie over there.
And then Snit's like, because I'm going to retire, and then you can come take back over as manager.
Why is he older than Snit, ain't he?
Right, is he?
I don't know.
They're both pretty old.
No, they're not. They're just older.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, it's okay to say.
Yeah.
They're both probably 70.
Did you see, was that guy Puka Nacua's brother that slapped that fan?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Somebody slapped a fan?
That's why I slapped at one of them.
In UFL?
The UFL.
That's his brother. Yeah.
That's his brother that smacked the fan? Okay.
What'd the fan do?
I don't know. All I saw was swag out.
Puka's brother slapped a fan?
Yeah.
Dang,
and then he's like, what? Right. Like, damn. What? I mean, he did something that a lot of people that played this game want to do.
A lot of players would love to slap a fan.
Now, he probably won't ever play again.
When you're in the UFL making the money that you make, what does that fine consist of?
I don't think – they might not even fine you.
Just you're done. You don't get to play anymore. Also, like, slapping UFL fans, like, you need to be – they don't have many. Like,
but, well, there's – St. Louis has the best fans.
Okay. Don't be slapping these fans. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to an AMA to wrap the show up. Any question, any topic, the phone lines are open, 404-726-0929. Ask me anything. Ask Randy anything. Ask any of us anything. We'll answer it. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
To ask, like, Lawrence Taylor to wear 56. Man, you don't get your little young ass out here?
Yeah, no, it's not. Yeah. Get your own number and make it famous. You know, like, there's a lot of other numbers available. Now, any player can wear any number now.
Yes.
It's not like you can only wear a number in the 50s if you're a linebacker you used to have to. Yeah. He could wear any – basically, is there any restriction? Like, any player could wear any number?
I think outside of linemen. Outside of offensive linemen.
Outside of linemen. But, like, yeah. So, but if Abdul Carter wanted to be number 62, he could.
I think so.
Or if he wanted to be number 6.
Why don't you be 11?
It'd just be 11. You were 11 in college. Micah Parsons was 11 in college, and he's been 11 in Dallas. Maybe you could be 11. Yeah. Or be 55 and then be great. And then they'll be, like, the two greatest pass rushers in Giants history. Number 56 and number 55.
Yeah, why not?
That'd be kind of cool. Yeah.
Some numbers that don't need to be somebody else.
Yeah. There are certain guys who are just kind of in a different pantheon of that, and Lawrence Taylor is that.
Yes.
Speaking of numbers, 404-726-0929. That's our number to call and ask us a question for the AMA. A couple folks on hold, but plenty of phone lines available as well if you'd like to get on hold and ask us something. Text us or tweet us as well. Keaton is in Powder Springs. Hey, Keaton.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing today?
Pretty good.
Good.
So I had two quick questions. So first, with the Jackson Dart thing, or the Jack Start, whatever his name is, what's the likelihood that the Falcons see any type of repercussions for a college kid's
You're talking about Jax Ulbrich, right? Jeff Ulbrich.
Oh, that's what I meant. That's what I don't know why I said Dart. My bad. And then for the other question, going into last season, adding Kirk Cousins, the main idea was that we'd probably see the playoffs. That didn't happen, unfortunately. With our defensive line being addressed and having Michael Penix under the helm, what's the likelihood we see a division title this year?
Yeah, Keaton, thank you.
I think it should be good.
It should be.
It should be. It should be good. I would think so.
I would think so.
Considering, definitely the division is not where it needs to be.
No.
But I still think they should.
Yeah. It's a little bit hard for me to say definitively just because we haven't seen Michael Penix play that much.
Yes.
Right?
Right.
Like,
exactly.
Why. If Penix plays and plays good, the Falcons should be in the playoffs.
Yes.
And all the young guys on the D-line and all that kind of stuff. But, yeah, I mean, it boils down to number 9 and how well he plays and how quickly he plays well. Because if he plays great, who knows? Yeah. The Falcons might be really good. You never know.
They could be. And he said, what about?
As far as the punishment or whatever, no. Well, I don't think there will be. The Falcons aren't going to get in any
they
trouble.
Won't be. Don't look too deep into some of the stuff that people are saying. The NFL is not going to find the Falcons to do anything.
No.
No. Jeff Ulbrich is not going to be punished.
Jeff Ulbrich didn't do anything
wrong.
Jeff
Ulbrich's not going to be punished, because he shouldn't be.
Yeah, he shouldn't. He just had his iPad open at home.
Yeah.
It's not like he left it in the airport or something. You know, if he was, like, reckless with it, maybe, I don't know what would happen. Maybe you could talk about it. But, like, it was at his house, man.
Yep.
Like, his own damn son did it. Now, as far as punishment goes in the Ulbricht house, I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
I would assume there will be some punishment. I don't know what you do to a 21-year-old kid, something.
He can knuckle up, dude.
Yeah, I mean, that's not child abuse. That's just a fight.
This is a fight between two grown men. I will beat you. Woo, boy.
Yeah, man. I don't. God.
Yep.
Just really, really bad. We haven't talked that much about it today just because we didn't want to give a lot of time to something so stupid.
Because that's what it is. It's dumb.
With so many other more important things to get into, I feel like, on a Monday. But, God, what a shame. Like, what an absolute shame. What a terrible thing to do. All right, Devin is in Kansas City. Hey, Devin.
Well, if y'all was looking to move on from it, you picked the wrong caller, because I got something to add on to it, bro.
All right, Devin.
So, listen, when it happened and I found out about it, it just made me think the type of ass whooping I would have got as a kid if I would have did something like that. Now, y'all talking about gorillas. I ain't never been slapped by a gorilla. But my granddaddy got the hands of just them big country folks from the side where the fingernails grow over the edge of their fingernails.
Right.
And I gotta say, they've got to be the closest getting slapped by a gorilla as you can. So it just made me wonder, like, what? And I know we don't get the type of whoopings we got back in the day. Now, you know, totally against that. I get all that. But what's the, that you can explain over the airway, what's the worst ass whooping you got when you was a kid?
Man, I can't even remember it was so bad. But I mean, we had the kind of, like, we all get, because we were always together. So we all get whoopings together. because if one person did,
it's like a family affair.
Oh yeah, me and my cousins, we would all get our ass tore up together because we would never tell.
Oh
yeah, and so grandma. Oh.
All right, everybody gets it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, everybody got that. Everybody's get that work a lot of times. Yeah, but no. Agency. Like Angel caught me. God, she got me one time real good. It was an unexpected surprise attack. Like I thought, you know, the worst one is when you think you're in the clear. You think you're the damn clear. You get your ass in the bed and then you sleep. And all of a sudden, it's like a damn nightmare.
Oh, jeez.
She done came through that thing. That door, boom. Door done swung open and it's on.
That sounds terrifying.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, I only really remember one thing. Like, I said something my dad I shouldn't have said. I wasn't very old. I don't know. It was probably 5 or 6. Said it once. Pow. Never again.
Never again.
I was a quick learner when it came to that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
My mom was more of a wooden spoon kind of, but not with me because I was pretty well behaved. Uh-huh. My brother's got a couple wooden spoons broken on him.
You gonna be tanning my damn spoons and stuff.
I do threaten the kids with that. I'm like, Grammy's gonna come over and beat you guys with the wooden. She's more of like a kitchen utensil violence.
Why you do that?
Well, because to scare them. Because I'm not gonna do anything, and they know it. I'm gonna give you a long lecture,
right.
That you're not gonna understand
because
you're one.
You tell Grammy that.
Yeah, I'm gonna call in the hitman. We got a lot of wooden spoons. I got metal spoons.
Ooh.
We're not doing enough. All right. Shane's in Fayetteville. Hey, Shane.
What's going on, y'all? I saw a video on Instagram of this little kid saying he wanted to run away from home, and his mom put him on the porch and cut the light out. And it brought me back to when I told my mother I want to run away from home. She said, okay, cool. But you got to take off all the clothes I bought you.
Been there.
Cheek out. I'm on the front porch. Cheek out. Screaming to get back in. Your mom ever got salt packed like that going in your mouth?
She didn't do that, but like my mom, I said I wanted to run away one time. She was like, I'll help you pack.
No.
And I packed the thing and she was like, see ya. And I got to the top of the driveway and I chickened out.
Oh no. I never forget this. I snuck out. I was on punishment, right? And so I snuck out while mama was asleep. And mama woke up and locked the window. I'll never forget this, dog. When my mom got up, she locked the window, and I swear to you, I slept outside because it was like in military housing, so it was like in the building, and I slept out in front of the door
in the hallway.
Yep, my mom let me go, and then I remember I would be knocking on the door. Dog, she let me stay. I stayed outside for like it felt like two damn days, Andy. Like, mama, please. I think I was like 12. I think I was. Mama left my ass right outside, locked the door, and then didn't even come outside for 2 days. How you don't leave soon? My ass sat right in front of that door for 2 days.
How old?
I think I might have just turned 12.
All right.
Might have just turned 12.
That's a lesson teacher.
Yeah, man.
Again, we talked a little bit about it today, but you had an awesome party at your house on Saturday, and everybody was over. I hadn't seen your mom in a while. We had just an awesome time. The list of hilarious stuff that she said on Saturday that was like that I can't say on the radio.
Yes.
But one of the one that I can is because I was talking to her and I was like, well, obviously I'm not going to see you before Mother's Day when we were leaving. I was like, happy early Mother's Day and all that. And she was like, oh, yeah, one more thing. Me and your mom have to record a new intro
because
I don't like that one anymore.
Mom said.
She said, we need a new one. You guys have evolved. We've evolved.
I was like, okay, mom.
So whatever you want to do.
We'll figure something out, mom.
Yeah, whatever you want to do.
No problem.
She's demanding a new intro record.
I said, we'll
figure it out. She's mad that they cut it down.
Yes, that's the most thing.
She's like, who chose to cut it down? I was like, I don't know.
You should have said Bo.
It wasn't me.
Bo did it. Bo.
She's like, I don't get that much airtime.
I did it, but
Bo did it. Ordered to.
Yeah, she was furious.
Yeah.
She was furious.
Bo did it.
Chuck is in Atlanta. Hey, Chuck.
Hey, how y'all doing today?
Pretty good.
If Hank Aaron and Jackie Robinson didn't go in the stand, then no player should ever go in the stand. Hit anybody. The worst whooping I ever got was my dad retired from MARTA bus driving, and I was on the school bus back then. The city of Atlanta schools had MARTA as the school bus, not the big yellow one. And I was just cussing up a storm, cussing everybody out. And he didn't even say nothing. He just came in the room, and now he just held me by my legs upside down. And just kept whooping. And I probably didn't stop cussing, but I did it real carefully. My question is, this is to you guys, and I'm giving you this question because you guys are really transparent, and you called yourselves out for some of the stuff you shouldn't have said or could have said or should have said different. Mm-hmm. When do people on the mic and the team writers and the beat writers own up to some of the stupid stuff they try to imply and say. It get ridiculous sometimes. I don't even want to name names to make this call a bad call, but it just gets ridiculous sometimes. And one more thing, the Hawks have had talent for the last 20 years. What they hadn't had is a coach that's got the run sensitivity. We substitute at the wrong time. It's been like that forever.
All right, you Chuck. Thank you, Chuck.
Chuck always coming up here talking at the who holds these reporters responsible.
Yeah, Chuck likes to hold
Chuck
the media.
Chuck likes to hold people responsible.
And I'll say the same thing to Chuck I've said when he's asked that before. It's you. It's Chuck and it's other people out there. It's like if somebody is whatever, like wrong, like people are going to be wrong in sports. But if people are doing a bad job for a long enough period of time, stop reading
them. People don't get fired for takes.
No, unless it's completely inappropriate. But you know, like people are going to be wrong about sports opinions. You just have to come at it from a logical perspective, I think. Like that is really, you know, that's the baseline. But yeah, no, if somebody's doing a bad enough job for a long enough period of time and you and the other consumers feel that way, then they'll get fired.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
It's plain
like,
simple.
Me and Randy could be the nicest or meanest or whatever people around. But if the ratings stay good and they keep making money from 11 to 2,
which they are.
We're going to be here.
Which they are.
Yeah, ratings are great and the money's rolling in.
Yeah, appreciate
y'all. So me and Randy aren't going anywhere.
Yeah, appreciate y'all, by the way.
Yeah, we do appreciate that.
Yeah.
But yeah, but like it doesn't have anything to do with us being friends or friendly or anything like that. We're judged two ways.
Yep.
Right? Ears and dollars.
Yep.
That's it.
Appreciate y'all.
Johnny is in Atlanta. Hey, Johnny.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi, Johnny.
Hey, John.
Great. I just want to say something about this Deion Shedeur Sanders thing. Everybody keep blowing it off. It's just a phone call. But you guys are failing to forget. That's a direct Federal Privacy Act violation. I worked in corporate for a long time. I worked for IBM. I worked for, you know, other companies. That's a violation of the Federal Privacy Act, what his son did going into the iPad, getting sensitive information. And everybody just blowing it off like it's a phone call. Do your research. Y'all have a wonderful day.
Okay, look, and again, I don't obviously know much about that kind of stuff, but...
And I don't care about that kind of stuff.
But if it is, then yeah, then, okay, then maybe he'll get in some legal trouble. But I don't know.
The NFL's not a federal agency, so the Federal Privacy Act, I don't believe applies.
That's okay. I mean...
Well, and also, and again, I'm not blowing it off. I think what he did was really bad and just a rotten thing for a person to do to another person.
It is. It's a nut-kicking...
Yeah.
You know... Punishment.
But, you know, as far as, like, that kind of, like, exposing, he didn't put out his Social Security number or anything like that. But I'm not trying to, like, say what he did was anything
other than what it was,
which was
dumb.
Awful
was
and dumb.
Dumb, awful
and
thing.
Mean. And just, like, it's just everything about it. Like, that's just, like, the wrong way to
like
be.
That. When it's something like that, you want to look, like, at the mom and daddy. Y'all raised this guy to be like that?
Right. And you know, I, we hadn't done that yet.
And that's
like,
what I
that's
said.
That's
what I'm saying. You were raised like that?
And I know that that's what I would think as a parent if my kid did something like that. It's like, well, now everybody's going to think I'm a bad parent.
Yeah.
Because that's the behavior of a bad kid.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
That, not even a kid. Man, it's 21 years old.
He's a grown-ass man.
He's 21 years old to do something like that.
He's a grown-ass man. It did something really stupid that he should got that his dad should dump him on his head.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah.
Period.
Based on looking at his dad, he was a linebacker in the NFL. Looked like he could do some head dumping.
Shouldn't dump right on his damn head.
Yeah.
And I ain't going all that privacy and all that other stuff, too.
Right. Yeah, I just don't know the details about that. Right. If that is true, and if it is something that can be, then I don't know, then maybe somebody will do that. But
they're not going to do that.
No, I think everybody kind of just wants to move forward and not have it be the main talking point today. It does suck coming out of a weekend that generally, in my opinion, was a positive one for the Atlanta Falcons. Address needs and kids' dreams realized and stuff like that. One of the stories is that. Like, that sucks.
It does.
You know, should be a really positive time around the organization, and that's something that's happening, which is really frustrating. All right, let's get the takeaways of the day.
As our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements.
On Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Takeaway of the day.
Andy said this before the show started. Anytime you can get a jack is good. and Bob said a three-legged horse can survive.
I think we set the record for saying nuts today. So that's my takeaway.
If you're going to own any part of a horse, make it the backside.
Yes.
And, weekly PSA for the Midday Show with Andy and Randy. If you name your kid Jack, he's going to grow up with a tough face.
Yes.
You name your kid Jax, She's growing up a soft guy that prank calls people.
That ain't, you know what? That ain't even a damn prank call. Not, I hate people say that. It's not a prank call.
Like a prank call was when we used to, it's not a prank call.
Oh, I thought you were going to give us an example.
Yes, no, it's not a prank call.
I don't know.
Gigolo is a horse dancer, and Andy's sperm trophies have names.
Yes.
I friend my kids with sperm trophies. All right, we'll talk to you tomorrow morning at 11 a.m.